Off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
I always love to hear about a new good book. We've got Jenna in the studio to tell us more about this. It's very, very, very thick book.
Yeah, big book.
What I really like to do over the summertime is take the 500-page book that I've been given during the year and read it in that gap between Christmas and New Year's. Yeah. And that's what I did with this. This is called Remote Sympathy. It's by Catherine Chidji. She has previously written a book called The Wish Child, which won the New Zealand Book Awards 4 years ago.
Cool.
And she's also a really prolific author anyway. And this is her new book. It's published by VUP. And it's a book that when I tell people about it, they're like, oh, I don't want to read another World War II book. Mm. And even I felt that a little bit when I read it, but I need to tell you that you have to read it. So this is set in an infamous Nazi camp, which is called Buchenwald. It was the labor camp. Well, I'm quotation marks labor camp during World War II. And the reader is given the perspective of four characters in this book. So you have Leonard Weber. He is this doctor who in the 30s invented this machine that he would hope would get rid of cancer. So it, like, you put it on and it would, like, kind of puts pulses through your tumours. And so that was something he was working on before the war. He marries a woman and has a child, and the woman is Jewish, and is, therefore his child is Jewish. The second character is a guy called Dietrich, I think that's how you pronounce it, and he is an SS commander, and he is taken from Munich to look after this place called Buchenwald. And then the third character that you hear from is Dietrich's wife called Greta. So she's taken out of her pretty cozy life in Munich and has a kind of cozier life in this labor camp. She can have anything she wants. Anything will be made for her by the fine artists staying in the camp. But she's, you know, she's looking around and feeling a little bit questionable. And then the fourth perspective is, and I think really cleverly, is the collected voices of 1,000 citizens who live around the labor camp. So these are the people that are telling you this story. So what Catherine Chidji does really well is these people start linking together, because Leonard has invented this machine and Greta, the wife, gets cancer. And so it's just this really quite intense at times, but just really well told story. I can't explain it any more than that. It's just like it's just such a good book, and it feels like, it doesn't feel like you're reading a 500-page book.
Yeah.
And you're just whizzing through it, wanting to know what happens.
I think it's always interesting. I love a good story where characters from different places intertwine.
Oh yeah.
I feel like that's really common these days, and
I feel like it's really rewarding as well when they just, when it all kind of just blends together.
Yeah.
I know, and it shows such great outline by the author and cleverness by the author. Yeah. A lot of the characters are based on real people, and 1,000 citizens were taken as a compulsory tour through Buchenwald when it was overthrown. And there's this amazing footage of the citizens walking through and quite jolly in the beginning and then fainting and vomiting by the end. So she's really, really done her research. And then what you have with a book like this is that it reflects different periods of history. So you think of, because it's really a book about people turning a blind eye to something happening right in front of them, which people do every day, and there's like atrocious things happening all over the world every day. And so you even look at, especially with this collective voice narrative, how a group of people can see something right in front of them and they're not looking on the inside, they're just sort of hearing the surface or believing what are being told without any critical thought. And I think you'll be able to think of
I feel like that's very relevant in today's current
so that's
climate
what,
as well.
So you have this World War II book that is so relevant to now. And also I just had to kick myself in the ass a bit when I was reading this, because again, I was like, World War II, yeah, I've read so many books like that. But you do have to remind yourself of how awful it was,
yeah.
And how horrible people can be. And, you know, sometimes I think those historical periods can be quite romanticized or something, where this is like quite raw and yeah. So, so awesome. I am very interested to see if it gets longlisted for the New Zealand Ockham New Zealand Book Awards, which the longlist comes out on the 28th of January. I think it should be on the list. In my
some
humble opinion.
Tips,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it looks quite daunting. Like, it's a big, for the listeners, it's a big book.
Yeah, it's hefty.
But it took you how
long? Well, I was doing nothing else, but I did. I was on holiday, but I just read it over a day and a half.
Oh, my God.
Cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Nice.
Well, I really did nothing else. Like, I built myself a nest, and I just read it.
It's fantastic.
And I just couldn't put it down. So I think it's a great, you know, I love promoting New Zealand fiction and talking about New Zealand fiction. Mm. And also there's that funny thing of where people don't want to read a book by a New Zealander that's not set in New Zealand. So that could maybe another hump to get over, but highly, highly recommended.
Awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
What's it called again?
It's called Remote Sympathy. It's by Catherine Chidgey. It is $35 and published by the wonderful publishers Victoria University Press in Wellington.
And you can get it at Time Out with a B card discount.
You can. I saw lots of B card people over Christmas. It was wonderful.
Awesome.
It was wonderful for you guys to say hi.
Awesome. Cool. Hey, Jenna, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Good to be back.
That was Loose Reads.